Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster. Let's get the foreplay and get straight into today's episode. What is up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster. I want to apologize for missing last week's episode. Well, not last week's episode, last week's release date, because I was supposed to release this episode last week. I ended up having to battle my own body, per se. I was having some severe allergy problems. I was constantly sneezing, and through a microphone, through recording, it's not going to sound right. And on top of that, I was also dealing with some personal issues. So with that being said, I will have this episode out tonight, and hopefully you guys start listening to it in the morning. Now, tonight's episode is about one of my personal favorite comic book characters. And thing is, I didn't know about him until his first movie came out. Hell, I didn't even know about him until his video game came out. Today is going to be a very special profile. It's going to be like YouTuber profile, but this time it's going to be with a comic book character. A comic book character who is very, very popular, even to this day. He's been portrayed by three different people when it comes to, voicing him. Will Friedle in New Mutants, Nolan North in his video game, and in live action, Ryan Reynolds. Today's character profile will be about the man, the myth, the not-so-legend, the merc with a mouth, Deadpool. Now, everybody knows that, well, to the ones who don't know, comic books were what people used to read before, they could actually order the shit online. You had to actually go to a damn comic book store to actually pick up a comic and read it. And you would also have to wait until they released the next issue. Whether you received it in the mail or go to a comic book store, you would literally have to, wait. Now, Deadpool was created by, and God, I hope I am not butchering this dude's name, Fabian Nicieza and Rob Liefeld. His first appearance actually was in New Mutants number 98, which came out in December of 1990. So this motherfucking character is over 30 years old. He's older than me. Well, no, I'm older than him by a year. Now, in his initial appearances, he was depicted as a supervillain. Mainly, he was the villain of the New Mutants and X-Force. Before, in later stories, they portrayed him as an anti-hero. Everybody knows his alter ego, Wade Wilson. A disfigured Canadian mercenary with superhuman regenerative healing abilities, which is a power that I wish I fucking had. Fuck. This is a man, and this is a character who is known to break the fourth wall. Well, he breaks fourth walls, between fourth walls, 16 walls, and talk to characters, make references to other things. Like in the movie, he noticed how dark Cable was, and he says, "You're so dark. Are you sure you're not from the DC universe?" The only time the DC universe itself was actually mentioned in a Marvel movie. So far. But Yeah. This man knew no bounds. Everybody knows his partnerships. Cable, Domino, Bob, Agent of Hydra, and of course, Wolverine. Logan, or James Logan, as most people now know him as. He's been affiliated with numerous fucking groups. The X-Men, the Astonishing Avengers. Avengers Unity Division, Code Red, and his own group, Deadpool Corps and Mercs for Money. But he eventually would join the X-Force because he was a part of the Weapon X program. But if you actually go to a store right now and actually buy the Deadpool Samurai book, it's got every issue of Deadpool Samurai, which was released by Viz Media. Check it out. It's actually pretty good. He actually became a division of the Avengers known as the Secret Samurai Initiative. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. Now, just like every other comic, his comics were released monthly. And yes, I am reading this shit off the fucking Wikipedia page, so sue me. And yes, like I said, I did do my research, but this is actually where I got my fucking research from. His first official comic was The Circle Chase, which was from Volume 1, which started off as a limited series and became an ongoing series from Volumes 2 to 5, from 1993 to 2015. Nice. Numerous artists would actually have their own, you know, their own take on Deadpool. Like I said, he's had numerous, you know, comics like Cable and Deadpool. Damn it. List of Deadpool titles. I'm going to look at the damn titles, damn it. But anyway, primary titles like, you know, Deadpool 1, Volumes 1 through 5. Deadpool 97. The fuck? Like I said, the most popular one being Cable and Deadpool. He's actually had his own spinoff series like Deadpool Team Up. He's been in a fucking comic book with a fucking hit monkey. Goddamn. Deadpool Max, Deadpool Max 2, Gwenpool, which is just a girl dressed up as Deadpool who actually found a way to get into the fucking comic books and made every superhero in there believe that she was actually a fucking mutant. And of course, like I said, you had the Deadpool's Merc with a Mouth series, Deadpool Corps, Wade Wilson's War. My personal favorite actually has to do with him killing the fucking Marvel Universe. I haven't read it yet, but I actually seen videos for it. If you want to see videos talking about the comics themselves, I'm not going to go through every single one of them. Look up Comic Story, and he actually has a full series on all of Deadpool's comics. You know, he can't show the actual words on there because, you know, copyright. But anyway, like I said, this man is a fucking nuisance to the Marvel Universe. And thing is, this motherfucker actually has, you know, numerous fucking, you know, multiversal versions of himself. I've actually seen a couple. I've seen Dogpool, Squirrelpool, Pandapool, Deadpool Dinosaur, which is actually just, you know, Devil Dinosaur, but with Deadpool's regenerative powers. Like I said, if you want to see more about that, about, you know, his multiversal stuff, watch the Comic Storian's little thing about his his little trip through the multiverse. Especially with his evil doppelganger known as Dreadpool, or Evil Deadpool. Who is just Wade Wilson with the, you know, who's just fucking evil. Let me just say, I'll just go with that. He's just fucking evil. Now, like I said, I didn't grow up reading comic books, but I am well aware of who this man is. I've seen fucking videos of dudes dressing up like Deadpool and, you know, going to fucking comic book like conventions and getting into shenanigans, like messing with girls who actually have their, you know, have their tits out. That shit's funny as hell. Deadpool dead. Fuck. But no. But one of his personal... one of my personal favorite versions of him actually has to be Headpool. Which is just Deadpool, a zombie Deadpool who got his head cut off and he still, you know, he still talks. And he comes from the Marvel Zombies universe. Now, the Lady Deadpool, Dogpool, Kidpool, who's just a kid version of Wade, all form the Deadpool Corps, which is just, you know, a badass fucking name. But if you read Deadpool Kills Deadpool, they all fucking die. Because it's the good Deadpool Corps versus the evil Deadpool Corps. Hell, I've even seen a Deadpool version of Wolverine, and that was a fucking badass motherfucking looker. I've seen Hulkpool, Venompool. The list goes on and on. Now, there's a story called Dead. Like, it's the story arc Dead, where Wade is cured of his healing ability and becomes mortal. He also has his old, unscarred face. Although he spent a majority of the story arc looking forward to dying, he suppresses his desires in order to protect his friend and sidekick, Hydra Bob. You know, Hydra. And of course, one of my personal favorite stories that I actually got to watch a comic story in review was Deadpool the Gauntlet. It was a fucking webcomic. But thing is, this is his third marriage. Yeah, Deadpool's been married 3 fucking times. He was married to Shikla, or Shikla, Queen of the Dead, Undead. And he also has a daughter named Eleanor from a former flame of his named Carmelita. He's been through a lot of shit. Like, there's one event during the events of Original Sin. It was revealed that he was tricked into killing his parents by a scientist known as Butler, who abducted Eleanor and gave her to his brother. However, Deadpool did not know about it. There's also stories where he actually clashed with fucking Carnage. He fucked Carnage up. Now, he's actually died. Like, full on died. Now, he's also appeared in all new, all different Marvel. I've actually seen Deadpool in a fucking suit. Fuck yes. Yes, please, give me more. But it turns out that wasn't Wade. Now, there are other versions of this man. In the timeline of Age of Apocalypse, Deadpool was redubbed Deadman Wade and reimagined as a bitter, humorless member of Apocalypse's Pale Riders. Having received his flawed healing factor from Apocalypse's eugenics program. And of course, he was sent with his team to invade the Savage Land. He attempted to unleash chaos upon the Sanctuary, but was killed by Nightcrawler. But of course, he was later revealed to have been to be resurrected, like many of the other Alpha mutants. Now, there, like I said, in the Apocalypse Wars crossover in the Extraordinary X-Men story, he was actually a member of Apocalypse's Horsemen of Apocalypse. Son of a bitch. Why are there multiple fucking bad versions of Wade? Okay, and there's another one, like I said, Captain America. And the storyline Captain America, who won't wield the shield. There's a World War II era version of Deadpool who is introduced in this one-shot parody. Which, yeah, this is a one-shot parody. Frederick Weezy Wilson is the nephew of President Woodrow Wilson, who is a soldier who is experimented on by the Nazis to become Weapon X. And yes, I hope I said that right. Despite the nature of the story as a period piece, Wilson peppers his speech with anachronistic slang from the 1990s. Fuck. And like I said, I brought this up before. The Deadpool Core. This was a 12-issue series, and there was a prequel series called Prelude to the Deadpool Core. He was joined by several alternate versions of himself from different universes to create a supergroup, like I mentioned earlier. Lady Deadpool and Headpool returned from their previous appearances from the comic book series Deadpool Merc with a Mouth, and he was joined by newcomers Kidpool, who was, like I said, a child version of Deadpool, who attends Professor X's school, and Dogpool, a dog endowed with Deadpool's familiar healing factor. They are later joined by the Champion, going by the name Champion Pool, and a squirrel called Squirrel Pool. Like I said, it's weird. The group was brought together by the Elder of the Universe, known as the Contemplator. He brought them together to stop the powerful cosmic being known as the Awareness. The Awareness absorbs entire worlds, devouring the people's consciousness. Fucking hell. That was a fucking mouthful. And this is from a fucking Wikipedia page. Fuck. Now, of course, like I said, I brought up the Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. This is a part of a killogy. In this storyline, the X-Men send Deadpool to a mental hospital for therapy. The doctor treating him as actually Psycho Man in disguise, who attempts to torture and brainwash Deadpool into becoming his personal minion. The procedure fails, but leaves Deadpool with even more mentally unhinged, raising the serious and screwball voices in his head. Yes, I don't know if I mentioned that yet. Yes, he does have fucking voices in his head, because he's a fucking man-child. It was replaced with a voice that only wants destruction, known as his evil voice. Under that motherfucker's influence, Deadpool develops a more nihilistic worldview, and as a result, and after killing Psycho Man by repeatedly smashing his head against the desk, my God, and after he burns the hospital by using gasoline, motherfucker, what if there were kids in that motherfucking hospital? Shit. He begins assassinating every superhero and supervillain on Earth, starting with the Fantastic Four, and even killing the fucking Watcher. You killed the fucking Watcher. Like I said, this is a character profile, so yeah, you'll see this shit happen more often. And an apparent attempt to rebel against his comic book creators. The book ends with him breaking into the real world and confronting the Marvel writers and artists who are writing the book. he says to the reader, once he is done with this universe, and he looks at the reader and says, "I'll find you soon enough." Fuck off. Yeah, if I read that comic book and that motherfucker jumps out, if he's made of paper, I'm burning his ass. But then again, he might heal. Now the next one was Deadpool Killustrated. He has killed many verses of Marvel superheroes and villains across the multiverse to no effect, and comes to the conclusion that infinite alternate versions of the heroes and villains he killed exists. Fuck yeah. In this series, Wade, or Deadpool, hires a team of scientists to help him get rid of all Marvel characters. One villain, the Mad Thinker, gives the Merc with a Mouth a device that transports him to the Ideaverse, which is a universe that, according to them, contains the classic characters that inspired Marvel characters. In each book, he hunts down and murders characters such as the Headless Horseman, who inspired the Green Goblin, and Ghost Rider. Shit. Characters of Little Women, Black Widow, She-Hulk, and Elektra. God damn. Captain Ahab, who's General fucking Thunderbolt Ross. You know, Betty Ross's father. Namor, who is inspired by the fucking Little Mermaid. I can't believe that shit. Mowgli, who inspired Kazar. I'm gonna have to look him up. Count Dracula, who inspired Marvel's Dracula. Okay, I'm gonna have to look up some of this shit. Morbius and Blade, and many more. He also installs his brain into Frankenstein's monster. Motherfucker. Why? Giving his dark inner voice a body to help him with. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson enlist Beowulf, Hua Mulan. Motherfucker. Are we gonna break into the fucking Disney universe with this shit with fucking Mulan? God damn it. Natty Bumpo to stop him. Okay, and then of course there's the last part. Deadpool kills Deadpool. This story takes place after the events of Deadpool Killustrated. This will be the last part of the Deadpool trilogy. That the murderous nihilistic Deadpool that appeared in Deadpool Kills the Multiverse and Killustrated is now called Dreadpool. And in the series, he hunts down all versions of Deadpool, while our Deadpool, the lighthearted Merc with a Mouth, hunted down Dreadpool. Bunn stated that Deadpool, Colin Bunn, who worked on this, actually said that the Deadpool Corps appeared along with many other versions of Deadpool, and there's new versions of them. The first issue opens with Deadpool dealing with yet another attack by Ultimatum. I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to look it up. Like I said, this is just a one-person character study. A man who has voices in his head actually killed many multiple Marvel superheroes. I mean, hell, I actually watched... When I watched the comic story and version of the Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe, I watched him blow Spider-Man's head off. Ooh, kids are not going to like that. And kids better not read that fucking comic. Now, okay, and of course, over the course of the storyline, the Deadpool Corps is killed, not including Deadpool, who was already killed prior to the events of the storyline, and it concludes in issue number 4. Yeah, they only had a 4-issue run. Who knew? Where Deadpool clashes with Dreadpool, who is eventually shown the error of his ways and killed by Deadpool in vengeance for causing the death of his friends. Somehow the mainstream Deadpool finds his way back, not before the reader is aware that Dreadpool is still alive and scheming. Motherfucker. Just kill the motherfucker. God damn it. Now, another story, there's several alternate incarnations of the Merc with a Mouth. And these ones were actually introduced in the series Merc with a Mouth. Like, in the story, attempting to return Headpool, which, by the way, that sounds like a fucking porn star name. Marvel, please don't come at me for that. To the Marvel Zombies universe, Deadpool encounters multiple versions of himself as they exist in other universes. Like I said, including a female version of himself named Lady Deadpool, Major Wade Wilson, a militant but sane version of Deadpool. God, I would love to meet a sane version of Wade, who doesn't just look at the fucking camera and you know, make wisecracks and make jokes about fucking movies that haven't even came out yet. Or, you know, like in Deadpool Samurai, talking about Shonen Jump characters. Like, he's actually mentioned Super Saiyan. And hell, All Might appears in that Deadpool Samurai book, which he appears in Volume 2. anyway, female version of Deadpool, Lady Deadpool, Major Wade Wilson, who's a militant but sane version of Deadpool, and the Deadpool Kid. Which is a cowboy version of Deadpool who exists within a universe resembling the Wild West. The fuck? Cowboy Deadpool. Nice. There's also Deadpool Pulp, which was a 4-issue limited series from writers Mike Benson, Adam Glass, and artist Lawrence Campbell, with Deadpool set in the 1950s, drawing on pulp fiction, similar to the Marvel Noir fictional universe. This version of Wade is a World War II veteran broken by torture, who is recruited by Generals Cable and Strife to take down the traitor Outlaw. This version retains his twin katanas and wears a ninja-style mask. Ninja. So pretty much what that means is that he's got a fucking ninja mask. He's a fucking ninja in the 1950s. Hot damn. Now, there's also a Heroes Reborn alternate reality where Deadpool is a mallet-wielding sidekick of the Goblin and an enemy of Nighthawk. And of course, like I said, there's also the House of M reality where he was a field commander and active agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. During one of his missions, Agent Wilson contacted S.H.I.E.L.D. They had to patch him through the TB Link satellite to communicate with him. And of course, like I brought up Hulkpool earlier. That was pretty fucking cool. He looks like a fucking beast. Also, there's also the Identity Wars. When Deadpool, Spider-Man, and Hulk went to another universe, Deadpool found Death Wish, who looked like Deadpool, but the red part of his costume was green. Now, in this, Deadpool and Deathmask start hanging out with each other and having a lot of fun until Wade Wilson of this universe, named Deathmask, who pretty much just looked like Victor Von Doom, came in and killed Deathwish. And like I said, it was revealed to be Victor Von Doom of this universe gone completely fucking insane. And of course, you know, the same old stuff. Then Deadpool vows revenge against Deathmask for killing Deathwish and killed all the members of Deathmask's group. You know, same old story. And after that, Deadpool defeated Deathmask by throwing a bomb at him. Fuck Wade. Coming up with creative ways to kill a motherfucker. And of course, it says Deadpool started impersonating Deathmask until he and the other heroes went back to their universe. Now, there is also a version of Wade in a one in the What If storyline. In a What If one shot, which happens to take place on Earth 90211. Wade Wilson, like Deadpool, is hired by Galactus to kill the Beyonder, for merging MODOK with Galactus's rear end in exchange for the community cube. What the fuck? Galactus wanted to kill the Beyonder for merging MODOK with his ass. God damn it. He was given a weapon called the Recton Expungifier. The only weapon that could kill the Beyonder. When Deadpool tracked down his target to a nightclub, he is enticed into the Beyonder's partying lifestyle, given Jerry curls in the process. While hanging out with the Beyonder in a flying limousine, which, by the way, nice, Spider-Man broke into the car and demanded the symbiote costume be removed from himself. Beyonder's driver shoots Spider-Man out of the limousine. the fucking symbiote leaves Spider-Man and merges with Deadpool, creating Venompool. And I actually seen what this motherfucker looks like. Venom, Deadpool with fucking dreadlocks. Or Jerry curls. I never want to see that shit again. After years of partying, Beyonder grew tired and threw Venompool to the world, snapping him out of Beyonder's magic. Venompool attempted to resume his contract and kill the Beyonder, but he accidentally pawned the Recton Expungifier. So during this whole thing where he's partying, he stupidly pawned the fucking weapon he needed to kill this motherfucker. He decides to get himself clean by kidnapping and selling a drunken Tony Stark to AIM. Unfortunately, he cannot join any major superhero teams like the Avengers, Defenders, and Fantastic Four because of his newly acquired Jerry curls. So he can't join the Avengers, the Defenders, or the Fantastic Four because he has one of the most dated fucking hairdos I've ever seen. I mean, look at the dude from Coming to America. You know the Eddie Murphy movie? Yeah. Yeah, those are fucking Jerry curls. Hell fucking no. I never want to see that on Deadpool again. Fuck that. There's also a version of Deadpool from the 2099 storylines. In the potential future of Marvel 2099, Deadpool is Warda Wilson, the daughter of Wade and Shikla, the Queen of the Undead. She collaborates with a gang inspired by Hydrant Agent Bob and is wanted by the police. She's taken an older Wade prisoner and forces him to watch political debates while chained up. Angered that he has ruined her life and hopes she can use him to find her mother. Don't want to do that. Wade reveals he and Shikla had a falling out after the death of Ellie, Wade's first daughter, which led to a battle between the two former lovers in hell. Yeah, that'll do it. The death of a child will put a wedge in a marriage. Even leading to a fucking battle in hell. Literal hell. Fuck. The new Deadpool is also being pursued by a woman who wears a costume that looks like Wade's Zenpool identity. Yes, there is a Zenpool. His identity of Zenpool. From Axis. The mysterious woman rescues Wade and gives him access to her bike to a hologram Preston. Preston is a person who's actually in his head, and he got her out and she became a real person again. Okay, then she battles Warda and is revealed to be an alive Ellie. Ellie's actually alive. Who plans to reclaim the Deadpool name. Wade and Preston break into the old hideout of the Uncanny Avengers. Nice. For Wade to gear up. Warda and Ellie continue fighting until Warda reveals she will unleash a demonic monster unless Ellie does not get Wade to confess where Shikla is. Again, you don't want to do that. After Wade and Preston reunite with Ellie, Wade tells Ellie to search for Shikla's casket at Doc Samson's grave, while he and Preston then go to the Little Italy of 2099 to seek the help of one of the few heroes alive in this time period. Fucking Iron Fist. That motherfucker's still alive in that fucking timeline. It goes on and on, but he says he wants both his daughters to become a better person and that they can both be Deadpool. He later tells Ellie that he now plans to travel the world and rid the planet of his old enemies, and that Shikla's resting place is in a shrunken glass coffin located on top of his heart. So Shikla is literally in his heart, by his heart now. And there's, of course, the Marvel 2997, where it says, in the Messiah War, Deadpool is locked in a freezer for 800 years. When he escapes, he is captured by armed forces of the few surviving humans left. He helps Cable get Hope Summers back from Strife, who is later revealed to be inside this version of Deadpool's head. After seemingly defeating Strife, this version of Deadpool is quickly ripped in half and appears to die shortly after, his last words being a joke on severance pay. Motherfucker. And of course, like I said, there's Headpool. Spider-Man and Deadpool. It says here, in an alternate future, Spider-Man is an old man who got paralyzed from a life model decoy Deadpool and lives in a retirement home with an elderly Deadpool. Unknown to Spider-Man, Oldpool was given his blood to Peter, so he would not die due to his old age. And of course, in a battle between LMD Deadpools, Oldpool uses a time machine and mistakenly switches places with the mainstream Deadpool. They are reunited with the main Spider-Man and Oldpool. Then after stopping Master Matrix, the LMD master created by Peter's parents, and Chameleon, Old Man Peter and Oldpool fade away to their timeline. I've actually seen Old Man Deadpool. That shit's fucking hell. In Ultimate Marvel, Sergeant Wadey Wilson is a Gulf War veteran. He's a cyborg. He's fucking nuts. He reappears in Deadpool Kills Deadpool as a member of the Evil Deadpool Corps, but he dies. In a Venomverse, Deadpool from another universe investigated a facility where illegal experiments were being performed with parasitic worms. He becomes bonded to the Venom symbiote to expel the worms inside him. In this event, he willingly got consumed by a poison to act as a double agent for the Venom Army. In the end, he is presumed dead. And of course, there's the Weapon X timeline, the alternate Earth. He's recruited by Wolverine to be a part of a new team of X-Men. After the old team is killed, he joins, claiming Wolverine only wants him as the token human. This version of Deadpool is killed by Agent Zero's anti-healing factor, corrosive acid. Motherfucker. They just find new ways to kill Deadpool. And of course, in the Secret World Battle World, based on the 90s X-Men animated series, Deadpool is a member of the X-Force with Cable, Bishop, Archangel, and Psylocke and Domino. He's had a big fucking heat. Now, I'm going to get into his cultural impact, because like I said, when he first started off, he was a fucking villain, and then he had a whole bunch of fucking comics based on him, especially the ones I read off to you from the Wikipedia page. Like in 2008, Wizard magazine ranked Deadpool 182nd in their 200 greatest comic book characters of all time. In 2014, IGN ranked Deadpool 31 in their top 100 comic book heroes list. In the same year, Empire ranked him as 45th in their 50 greatest. In 2014, Entertainment Weekly ranked Deadpool 9th in their Let's Rank Every X-Men Ever. GameSpot in 2018. GameSpot ranked Deadpool 29 in their 50 most important superheroes. CBR ranked Deadpool 3rd in their X-Force 20 powerful members list, which he deserves that. Comicbook.com ranked him number 30 in their 50 most important superheroes ever. And once again in 2023, last year, they ranked him 8th in their 10 most popular Marvel characters list. He should be up higher, because he is more popular today than anything else. Now, here's the funny thing. Like I said, Wade is a parody of Slade Wilson, Deathstroke from the DC universe. DC caught on to this, and in Superman Batman Annual Number 1, an unnamed antimatter doppelganger of Deathstroke looks like Deadpool. The DC Rebirth has given Harley Quinn a stalker slash friend named Wayne Wilkins, aka Red Tool, who is a direct parody of Deadpool. See, even Deadpool can be parodied, even though Deadpool is a parody of one of their already known characters. Wouldn't the universe collapse on itself if a parody of Deadpool, who is a parody of Slade, came out? I don't know. I'm going to break my fucking brain on this. Now, the thing is, he has, even though he appeared in comics and video games, he's also appeared in TV shows, too. He made a non-speaking cameo appearance in the original X-Men series. He makes another cameo appearance in the Marvel anime X-Men series in the episode Destiny Bond. And like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, he was voiced by Wilfred Dale in an episode of Ultimate Spider-Man in his own episode entitled Ultimate Deadpool. Now, this version was an orphan who lived on the streets before he was taken in by Nick Fury to become a hero and S.H.I.E.L.D. trainee. However, Deadpool dropped out and became a mercenary, deciding it was easier to do so than living according to moral ideas and conscience. And a conscience, of course. Believing he's a freelance hero, Spider-Man joins forces with Deadpool to stop Taskmaster after he acquires sensitive S.H.I.E.L.D. data, only for the web-slinger to fight Deadpool as well after discovering the latter's willingness to kill. Fuck. He appeared in Marvel Discourse, The Avengers. He was voiced by Takehito Koyasu in Japanese. And he was voiced by Jason Spisak in English. Now, here's something that most people don't realize. That in 2017, they actually were trying to do a lot, like an animated Deadpool series. An adult animated Deadpool series. With Donald and Stephen Glover. Donald Glover, better known as, he's a guy, he's a rapper. Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino was actually trying to come up with an animated adult Deadpool series, which FX had placed a series order for. With Childish Gambino and his brother Stephen as showrunners, executive producers, and writers for the series. But in March 2018, for that matter, it was announced that FXX would not move forward with the series due to creative differences. Steven later admitted that the creative difference in question involved an episode revolving around Taylor Swift, which FXX stated was the last straw. I would love to have seen that. People make fun of Taylor Swift all the fucking time. I mean, hell, I've done it. Especially with her relationship to Travis Kelce. Well, Kelce, or however the hell you want to pronounce his last name. And of course, like I said, just like in the Marvel Disc Wars, he appeared in Marvel's Future Avengers, voiced again by Takahito Koyasu, and I mean in Japanese, and Jason Spisak in English. Now here's where I'm about to get into some real shit. There's also several movies, both animated and live action, that he was in. Everybody knows he was portrayed by Ryan Reynolds in the live action ones, especially the crappy version of Wade from X-Men Origins Wolverine. That version we choose not to talk about. Now, he appears in the Marvel animated movie Hulk vs. Wolverine. He was voiced by Nolan North. You'll hear that name. You've heard that name. This version is a member of Weapon X's Team X. And like I said, he was portrayed by Ryan Reynolds in the Fox X-Men film series. Like I said, he first appeared as Wade Wilson. In this version, he is a highly skilled, wisecracking, and immoral mercenary who wields a pair of katanas with peak athleticism and skill sufficient to deflect automatic weapons fire. Additionally, he serves as a member of Team X until he is converted to Weapon 11. Thank God Deadpool retconned that at the end of Deadpool 2, because I hated that version of Wade. Looks like they finally found a way to shut you up. You don't want to do that. It says here, following the events of X-Men Days of Future Past, which reset the X-Men film series timeline from 1973 forward, Ryan Reynolds appears as a new incarnation of Wilson in 2016's Deadpool. This version of him is a mercenary who was diagnosed with late stage cancer and turns to Ajax, which he actually turns to Agent Smith, not Ajax, after he offers a cure. Ajax tortures Wilson to catalyze the treatment, which eventually results in the last recessive mutant genes activating, causing Wade's disfigurement and healing factor. If you've seen the movie, you know how it happened. I'm not going to go into fucking detail. In response, he develops a vendetta against Ajax and undergoes a quest to force him to fix his disfigurement before eventually killing him upon learning it would be impossible. Also, before screenings of Logan in the U.S., a short film teasing Deadpool 2 was later titled Deadpool No Good Deed was released online. I mean, it was shown before Logan, but was eventually released online. I actually watched that. That shit was funny. I actually had Stan Lee. Stan Lee's actually in the first one too. He's the DJ at a fucking strip club. Fuck yeah. Like I said, then again, he appears again in Deadpool 2. He also reprises his role as Weapon X and portrays himself when when Deadpool kills Ryan Reynolds after accepting a script for Green Lantern. Everybody knows that was one of his worst fucking superhero movies. Fuck that. In that movie, after the death of his girlfriend and fiance, Vanessa, he finds himself protecting an angst-ridden boy named Russell Collins from Cable. And it also notes that in December 2013, Rob Liefeld confirmed that Deadpool and Cable would be appearing in an X-Force film, with Ryan Reynolds returning as the former. But in February 2017, Joe Carnahan had signed on as director as well as co-writer with Reynolds. By September of the same year, however, the studio parted ways with Carnahan, while Drew Goddard replaced him as writer-director after previously working as a co-writer on the script for Deadpool 2. The following month, Cable actor Josh Brolin, stated that production began sometime in 2018. Then here's the fun part. After the then proposed acquisition of 21st Century Fox by Disney, and this is where Disney gets into this, in 2017 and completed in March 2019, Disney CEO Bob Iger stated that Deadpool would be integrated into the MCU under Disney, with Reynolds set to reprise his role. On November 20th, 2020, it was announced further that Marvel and Reynolds met with various writers and decided that Wendy Molyneux and Lizzie Molyneux Logelin, I hope I pronounced that right, known for their work on Bob's Burgers, would write the script for the third film, which Disney confirmed will remain R-rated, and would eventually become the movie that's coming out in July, Deadpool and Wolverine. In August 2021, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige stated Reynolds was working on the screenplay, while Reynolds said, "There's a 70% chance that filming starts in 2022. Then in 2022, it was announced that Sean Levy would direct the film, with Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick hired to rewrite the screenplay. Of course, like I said, he appears in the live-action promotional short for short film Deadpool and Korg React, in which he reacts to a trailer for Ryan Reynolds from film Free Guy, which that movie was fucking pretty cool. I loved it. Which I hope they come out with a fucking sequel, with Korg, who is voiced by Taika Waititi. Try saying that name 5 times fast. And of course, he's also appeared in video games like X-Men Legends 2, Rise of Apocalypse, voiced by John Cassier. The man who voices the fucking Crypt Keeper. Nice. Real nice. Again, he was voiced again by John Cassier in Marvel Ultimate Alliance. He appears in the trading card game. He appears as the final boss in the X-Men Origins Wolverine tie-in game, voiced by Steve Bloom. Should have got Ryan Reynolds for that shit, but okay. He appears as an unlockable playable character in Ultimate Alliance 2, voiced again by John Cassier. He appears in Marvel Pinball, voiced by Nolan North, again. Then again in Pinball FX2, once again voiced by Nolan North. The ultimate Marvel incarnation of Deadpool appears as a boss in Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. I've actually heard of that game. I actually want to play it. I'm getting off track here. This version hosts a survival show, Pain Factor, and challenges Spider-Man to compete for a fragment of the Tablet of Order and Chaos that he obtained. However, after Deadpool completes all of his challenges, Deadpool tries to trick him by giving him a fake fragment and uses the real one to clone himself. Spider-Man eventually defeats the Deadpools and claims the fragment. And once again, he is voiced by Nolan North. He appears as a playable character in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Fate of Two Worlds. In its updated release, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, voiced by, once again, Nolan North. That motherfucker gets around. This is the same guy who voiced Nathan Drake in Uncharted. So, if you need to know, now you know. He appears as a playable character in Marvel Superhero Squad Online, voiced by Tom Kenny. SpongeBob, for those who don't know. He appears as an unlockable character in Marvel Avengers Alliance, War of Heroes. He appears in Marvel Heroes, voiced again by Nolan North. Additionally, in this game, apparently a pirate variant, Deadpool Kid and Lady Deadpool appear as well, voiced by North, Troy Baker, and Alana Ubach. A Deadpool costume appears in Little Big Planet 3. And like I mentioned before, his own fucking video game, which is fucking awesome. Which I've played it. I love that fucking game. You get to fight Mr. Sinister. What other fucking reason could there possibly be besides looking at Domino's ass? Or Rogue's tits? Or Cable tricking Wade into thinking he's going to save an ultimate fangirl? He appears as a playable character in Marvel's Contest of Champions, Uncanny X-Force. He appears in Marvel Puzzle Quest. I'm sorry, I rambled there for a second. Future Fight, X-Men Battle of the Atom. See, appears as a secret outfit for in Fortnite. Yeah, Deadpool in Fortnite. Nice. Two incarnations of Deadpool, Normal and Lil, appear in a self-titled pinball video game voiced again by Lola North and Brian Husky. He appears in Marvel Powers United VR, voiced again by Jason Spizak from the, you know, the anime, the Marvel Future Avengers, and yeah. He appears in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 of the Black Order, voiced again by Nolan North. You see where I'm going with this. Marvel Super War, Realm of Champions, Marvel's Future Revolution, Nolan North. He appears as a downloadable character in the new Marvel's Midnight Suns. I've actually seen that game. I've seen him in it. Nolan North gives his best performance as Deadpool in that shit. And of course, like I said, there's other. Like he's mainly associated with Wolverine, Cable, and Domino. And he also sees Captain America as his personal fucking hero. What more could I say about Wade? Like, seriously, what more could I say? Because I just pretty much read his entire fucking Wikipedia page. My study on this, after reading the Wikipedia page again and doing a complete study on this motherfucker, I can say this motherfucker's insane and pretty cool at the same time. I would love to have this motherfucker as my friend. Just make sure he doesn't try and blow my fucking head off. I would also like to meet the other versions of him too. Now, he, like I said, he is one of my personal favorite characters. Right next to Thor, because, you know, he's based on the Norse mythology. But Deadpool is my personal favorite. I mean, hell, I got him as a wallpaper on my fucking phone. I own the two Deadpool Samurai comics. Or manga. I have the two Deadpool movies on Disney Plus, and the actual two versions of Deadpool 2 on my Movies Anywhere thing. And yes, he does look like Ryan Reynolds got bit by a radioactive Shar-Pei. Hell, Ryan Reynolds actually references in Deadpool, like, yeah, like I got bit by a radioactive Shar-Pei. And like I said, I've seen videos, but back when I was talking about earlier, I saw videos of motherfuckers dressed like Deadpool going to conventions, or probably, I think it's just one person, and getting into shenanigans with anime characters, getting his ass whooped by females. Funny as hell. And stealing shit. He's a menace, but we love him. We all do. Am I looking forward to Deadpool and Wolverine? I almost said Deadpool versus Wolverine. Yes, I actually am looking forward to this movie. I want to see this fucking movie. Pyro is going to be in it. Pyro from the fucking X-Men movies is going to be in it. And it's been revealed that the villain is going to be Professor Xavier's, twin sister? Yeah, twin sister. And to be honest with you, motherfucker likes talking about himself. In the video game, he actually scratches his dick with his gun. I mean, yes, I know he could regrow it, but why would the fuck would you do that? Hell, there's actually a fucking funny ass line in the fucking trailer for Wolverine, Deadpool and Wolverine, that actually says, "Now I'm used to pegging. Pegging to me is nothing new to me, but it is for Disney." And he looks at the camera. Huh, Disney, what the fuck have you gotten yourself into? Also, I would actually like to see a fucking sequel to the Deadpool video game. Come out with a Deadpool anime based on the samurai shit, or just do a fucking one-shot anime like you've been doing. Anything to get more notoriety towards this one fucking character who's been around since fucking 1990. He celebrated his 30th anniversary back in fucking 2020 during the fucking pandemic. And part of 2021. I'm older than Deadpool. How the fuck am I older than this dude? Well, the creation of this dude. I'll never know. But like I said, most of this character study came from the Wikipedia page. Because, you know, like I said, I have done the study before. I figured I'd go through his Wikipedia page again just to, you know, get a little more insight on this man. There are multiple versions of him. There's actually a version of him where he actually has a cancerous tumor removed from his brain by Mr. Fantastic. And he becomes a fucking super genius, which ultimately leads him back to becoming a fucking villain. Thanks a lot, Reed. Thanks a lot, you dirty motherfucker. What more can I say about this Canadian superhero? I don't think I should call him a superhero. I should call him an anti-hero. Red is indeed his color. Now, I can tell you this. Like I said, I ripped off a lot of shit from the fucking, you know, from the Wikipedia page. But I think I got my point across that this motherfucker is going to be around for a long time. And with him now officially a part of the MCU, let's hope this motherfucker can save the Marvel Universe instead of killing it. Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing him interact with fucking Spider-Man and Tony Stark. Well, no. He's not gonna talk to Tony or Captain America. Because most likely, Steve's dead. Tony's dead. His fucking interactions with the fucking Hulk are gonna be fucking hell. And this is supposed to introduce the fucking mutants into the MCU. We're also getting X-Men 97, which I'm looking forward to. They better have Deadpool in that. They might not, but a man can hope. And that's the end of this character study. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me ramble and talking about shit from a fucking Wikipedia page. I will eventually read the comics. I will go back and watch the fucking comic story and videos on his stories, trying to figure out which one of his fucking backstories is real, because the motherfucker has multiple fucking backstories. But I will eventually, instead of reading the fucking Wikipedia page, I will read the comics and actually learn more about this motherfucker. I mean, hell, this is the same motherfucker who stole Shikla from fucking Dracula. Marvel's Dracula. Because in that story, The Gauntlet, Dracula's a fucking dick. But like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed this character study, even though it was from his Wikipedia page. Like I said, I'll eventually read the comics when I have the chance. And I'll also go back and watch comic storians' videos on Deadpool. They're several years old, like 5, 6, 7 years old. But they are still worth a watch. If you want to learn more about Deadpool, go to your local comic book store. Read the comics. Or you could do it like I just fucking did and look up the fucking Wikipedia page. And read more about them. You can also, like I said, watch Comic Storian's series on Deadpool and other Marvel and DC superheroes, because they're actually fun to watch. With that being said, that's it for this episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I will be back at my regular recording time Friday night, next Friday, with a brand new episode. And I hope, and hopefully it'll be a lot better than you motherfuckers listening to me record and talk about Deadpool based on his fucking Wikipedia page. So instead of him talking about himself to everybody, I talked about him based on his Wikipedia page, which I'm pretty sure that motherfucker probably wrote himself. Now, you guys are awesome. Give this show a listen. You guys, if you guys support me, I will show you guys the love back in the next episode. Listen to this episode. Listen to the episodes about Team Four Star. Or listen to the most popular episode, which is back in season one, Vivzy Pop, which I will be revisiting in a future episode. So with that being said, guys, follow the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you receive your podcasts from. Support the podcast, and I will be releasing, if you do that, I will release brand new episodes every single week. Not every 2 weeks like I used to, every week. And I might eventually start releasing bonus episodes as well. So support the podcast by liking and following the podcast on Spotify. Follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts if you have an iPhone or a tablet. Or wherever you receive your podcasts, minus fucking Sirius XM and Pandora. Bastards. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Or I will talk to you guys in the next episode, which I'm not going to be giving a preview this week. I really got to rest. So I'll see you guys in the next episode. Be good people. And don't scratch yourself in the nuts with a gun. Unless you want to blow your dick off. I don't know why the fuck I said that, but you're not Wade Wilson. And neither am I. See you guys next week. Peace out to you all.